Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sesternino here, the day after the Survivor Nicaragua finale, and I'm here with Nicole Sesternino.
Hello.
Nicole, how are you doing?
I am
a little tired today.
I feel like I got run over.
we went to some of these parties last night after the finale, got to see a bunch of the Survivors. Good times.
Really good time last night.
My voice is a little sore.
Yes.
But we're very excited because we have a chance to talk to the latest Survivor millionaire. We're going to speak with the winner of Survivor Nicaragua, Fabio, a.k.a. Judd the Stud.
Yes.
All right. So let's go ahead. Let's get him on the line. Hey, Fabio. Good morning.
Hey, Rob. How are you, man?
Hey, Fabio. Congratulations, buddy. You're on with Rob Sesternino and Nicole.
Hey, Fabio.
Yeah. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing good. Not as good as you.
We were so happy that you won, Fabio.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, dude. Everybody has been so kind about it, super just genuinely excited, and it feels good, man. It feels really good.
Yeah. I think for all the Survivors, it's like you're our new little brother, and we're just very happy for you, but we're all very secretly jealous of you because you're a good-looking guy, you're young, you have a lot of money, and is there any reason why it sucks to be Fabio? Except that people call you Fabio,
and that's not your name. And they might not have known I was Fabio, whatever, but I've actually ran into some weird situations, like one guy trying to fight me for no reason, and some stuff like that. I mean,
ooh,
just like...
Was it Chase?
No, not Chase. Is that what you... No. It was out in the street. It was out and about, but just, you know, along with anything, along with good energy comes, you know, bad energy from places, too.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be, I'm going to experience the world in different terms now, which is good.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's cool. I have so many questions to ask you. I know we only have about 10 minutes with you today. So I wanted to know, how much Survivor have you seen before you went out there, and how much did that affect your strategy?
I hadn't even seen TV in like a year because I was cast. But I had seen, I remember the first season, and then I saw Survivor China, and then they gave me a season of fans versus favorites to watch and brush up, everybody wants game strategy. They want to see people lying and manipulating, and, you know, because they think, but I don't know, dude, part of my strategy was improvisation. Because that's a huge part of it. You don't know who you're out there with. Adaptability and talking to people in a manner that either get you what you want or they trust you for some reason. It's a combination of things. And so I could have only played one game, you know, and that's essentially what I did. And that's by utilizing all, you know, sides of my character and, you know... And there were other people out there that knew, like Marty knew I wasn't a goof. I mean, I was a goofball for sure, but
yeah,
Marty and I would talk about, because he would, you know, he'd tell me all these things about number, and we'd talk, and I would follow him on all these hypothetical situations. And I would go through, whenever I was left in the dark on a vote or whatever, I usually knew who the other side wanted out. And I also would calculate, you know, if either one, or if somebody was to flip, who would it be? You know, I knew the Sash was probably going to flip and vote out Marty instead of Brenda.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. How surprised were you to get Nayanka's vote?
Dude, I knew, because of the question that she asked me, I knew that her mom meant a lot to her. And all that. Like, and then she asked me that question, so I kind of had a feeling. But that was the one vote, man. Seriously.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. She's crazy.
I know.
She shouldn't have voted for you. She was friends
she was
with
so
Sash.
Mean to you too.
She gave Chase the idol.
Yeah, she told me, she was like, Chase played such a dumb, paranoid game. She's like, I gave him my idol, but I wasn't going to give him my vote. She's like, Fabio, you killed it. You were funny, this and that. And her and I really did have a pretty funny relationship. I remember at the merge, we're all drinking, you know, whatever, and eating, and we had a few moments where it was like, ah, you're not that bad, you know, after we were reunited.
Yeah. Let me ask you... Go ahead.
Oh, what's up? No.
I wanted to ask you, here's something that I heard. We were at the reunion party. We saw you were having a great time last night.
Yes.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask you, I heard from somebody that you cried on purpose during the final tribal council, and that was you were faking.
It was strategy.
I wasn't faking, but in my, I've studied theater for 3 years, so I'm very, like, my, you know, a thematic chord, like, what's, is it injustice? It doesn't sit well. Mine is my family. You know, I know, and I talk, some, there's an interview we did somewhere before the game, and I talk about manipulating somebody emotionally, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I definitely, the Sprint, the 4G phone, it only showed a picture of my mom, but it my mom and dad had been divorced. It showed our whole family together again at the house on the couch, and that's what, you know, did it for me. And then yeah, I used, I didn't do it. I
you
knew
can
it was
say
gonna...
it. You won Survivor. You're allowed to say whatever you want today.
Dude, yeah, I mean, part of it was for myself, you know, crying feels good. You know, it's an emotional response. I got it out of my system. I got 30, however many days of emotion out of my system, you know, and then I felt like I had a clear head. After that loved ones thing, I was definitely motivated. I was pissed off, man.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, you know, we're starting to learn more about you as a person, Fabio/Judd. Mm-hmm. And you're very artistic, creative person, and we're seeing this side of you. But I have to ask you, what are you talking about that you're going to take down the government?
My gosh! And I said I should have said the word. It wasn't a joke. I mean, we need the government, but the way things are coming together in communication, you know, and it's, you know, the global civilization. It's like the Tower of Babel, dude, and if you want to relate it to religious terms, you know, they're building a tower and they're all speaking different languages, so they get to a certain point and it crumbles because they can't no longer communicate. And
yeah.
Globalization, we're all, you know, we're about to be connected again, and I want to celebrate all of our cultures and our histories instead of belittling them, you
yeah.
know?
Okay.
And yeah, like religion, you know, it's a tricky subject, but I believe that religion comes, you know, it's all interpretation. I think it comes from non-intellectual people trying to discuss very intellectual things.
Well, yeah, Fabio, you're amazing. I could listen to you talk about any subject, but let me try to get a few more Survivor questions in before you have to go.
Yeah.
What did you think of the other two guys that you were up against in the finals? Because I thought you did a great job in the final tribal council. Where did the other guys go wrong?
Sash?
Sure, Sash or Chase, either one.
I mean, Sash, and I've mentioned this a few times, the way that he chooses to express himself, you know, like, you know, English people can use a very high range of voice, and they can go real low or whatever, you know? And Sash's was just monotone, and it didn't convey certain things. It didn't have any meat behind it. It wasn't convincing or whatever. And I remember Purple Kelly goes, she asked him a question, and she goes, and if you give me another diplomatic answer, we're just going to get bored and tune out. And then he started doing it again.
Yeah.
So, I wish we would have seen that.
Yeah, and you have to adapt how you communicate with the other people, you know, and when I was with Marty, we were laughing and communicating in our way. But if I wanted to go talk to Holly, you know, I'd approach her in a certain way.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Chase or Sash, I don't know if they were in control of themselves enough to even be aware of how other people were perceiving them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, what did you think of Chase's song?
It was good. I was glad I got to do it, dude. And then I'm not a super country dude anyway, you know.
Yeah.
And if I am going to listen to country, it's going to be real country. It's going to be twangy and have a fiddle in it.
Me too.
But
God likes a fiddle.
And when he started playing it on stage last night, it was great, dude. And then I heard the bass come in. The other band started playing. I was like, wait a minute, dude, that's in key. I was like, that must be Chase's song. And they were jamming with him on the end. It was awesome.
Wow.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, you knew you know what you're talking about. So, Bobby, yeah, you know, hey, look, you got $1 million today. That means nobody can ever tell you you're wrong again.
Ever.
Yeah, that kind of mentality can get you into trouble, too. That's like the same thing where I talk about, I'm telling my mom how I actually ended up, they kicked me out of that reunion party. They're like, you have to go home and go to sleep.
Yeah.
But I was telling my mom, I was like, nah, I just got to stay up all night and go straight in, whatever. I was like, that's something Fabio would do, you know?
Yeah, that is what you should do. That's,
I know, and that kind of mentality. I can't go do some crazy things only because Fabio would do it, you know?
Yeah.
I got.
Let me ask you, would you want to go back on Survivor? They do these All-Stars, they bring people back. Would you do Survivor again?
They would definitely ask you.
I know, I'm sure. I almost feel a responsibility to go only because I know how entertaining I am and how fun. And, you know, but there's a part of me that just wants to leave it how it is, and some people might respect that. Because nobody's going to win twice like Sandra.
Yeah, no, you could.
I think you could.
You could.
You could do that.
You would win twice because nobody's ever going to, people are never going to target you, just like they're never going to target Sandra. Because that people, you know, whether it's right or not, they're never going to perceive you as a strategic threat, and they're never going to come after you.
Maybe, man. I don't, you know, I don't know.
You could have 2 million.
Yeah,
2 mil.
I don't know. If I was to play another game, I would have to think of some. I wouldn't be stealing food like Nyanka, but I would have to get some kind of different ploy.
No, you won. That don't change anything.
Well, we'll see.
All right. Well, I know you've got to go. Do you have anything you want to put out there? Like I don't see you on Twitter.
You got to get on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't see you on Facebook.
I know. Somebody told me that. They're like, Benry was telling me, he's like, dude, you know how many people are trying to find your Twitter right now? Or your...
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I haven't ever tweeted before, but I guess I need to start.
But you should tweet. Like, you got guys like Benry and Chase tweeting, and they're not saying anything great.
You'd have some pretty sweet tweets.
Yeah.
I know. I could say some goofy stuff on there. I'd throw up some poetry that I've written, whatever.
Yeah. Or at least you'd meet babes.
Oh, I know. It's going to be great, dude.
Judd the Stud. There he is.
Yeah.
All right, well...
If there is one thing I was going to say, it's the experience, like my experience of all the fans and all the loyal people and how genuinely excited, dude. It's really rewarding, and I feel like it's cool, man.
Yeah, well, everybody's excited for you.
Yeah.
And I can't recall that with anybody else that has won this game in recent memory. So
yeah, we actually jumped out of our seats when you won.
Yeah.
Yeah, so many people are telling, you know, I think 850 Facebook messages and
there you go.
And things like 950 requests.
There you go.
Bobby,
I know you got to run. So, I'm really looking forward to I hope that at some point we get a chance to meet you in person.
Yeah,
and, congratulations again, buddy.
Thank you very much, dude. Thank you, guys.
All right, all the best. Take care. Yeah. So, Nicole, there you have it.
Fabio. Finally got him on the show.
Yeah, what's his real name? Judd?
Judd the Stud.
What's his real last name? We don't know.
The Stud.
This is Fabio.
Yeah.
I like that he's adopting the two personas. He's like the Don, you know, Don Draper, Dick Whitman sort of thing going on.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Don Draper.
He's like, oh, this is what Judd would do, but this is what Fabio would do.
I'd like to see him when he changes.
Yeah, I need another persona, I think.
I think what you have is enough.
Yeah, let me think. Maybe my other persona should be something like...
Australian.
I need another
Australian accent.
Like, I need another male model. Like, Taye Diggs. Could that be my other persona?
You are no Taye Diggs.
Yeah, well, that's my other... That's my nickname, Taye Diggs.
Okay.
And then I do things as Taye Diggs... Where that aren't as the same as Rob.
So you just be really smooth.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my Taye Diggs persona.
I think I like that.
Yeah.
He'd be Taye Diggs later.
Sure. Yes, I can.
Ooh.
But Fabio's a really interesting guy.
Yeah, and he's a genuinely nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't really see that that side of him as much. He's almost Sean Penn or like Johnny Depp or like what are these people that you do? They do an interview and you're like, what are they talking about? That's kind of what he's like.
But I mean it
in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the future is going to hold for Survivor Fabio.
I think we're going to see him again.
I think we're going to see him do stuff and it's going to be like people, you're like, we'll get sent like 3 months from now. Here's an interview of him talking about something, and it's gonna be like, I think he's just gonna get taken out of context a lot. And because he's just the thing that's interesting about him is that he's just so, like, raw. Like, yeah. There's nothing fake that's coming out of him. Like, in a world in 2010 going into 2011 when everything is, like, you know, publicist-fed, filtered, he's just, like, putting everything out there.
He is who he is.
He is who he is, and hey, it's cool.
And his mom's a MILF.
Well, I didn't want to say that.
I was going to ask him.
We did see
right, I get the inappropriate bell.
Yeah, we did see his mom last night.
And she's still a MILF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good looking lady.
Yes. What did you think about his new haircut, Fabio?
I like the old haircut.
I like the old haircut better, but he still looks pretty cute.
But that was the Judd haircut. This is now the Fabio haircut.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to have more Survivor interviews in a little bit today. That was the first three, and we'll talk to you guys later.